What's up, y'all? It's your girl Zay checking back in with another podcast. This will be my second podcast. But this time I wanted to come in and just talk about, just being yourself and just staying true to you, finding you, just having self-love. Don't ever doubt yourself, just being honest with yourself, being true to you, just figuring out what you want. With this coronavirus and everything that's going on, everybody's, getting laid off temporarily out of work. This is just really a time that is forcing us to figure out what we want to do, who we are, what we like, what we love, what our interests are, our goals. It's this time, this coronavirus and just this pandemic that's going on, it's just giving us an opportunity, not even just making this time. I messed up, but I'm finna keep going. This coronavirus is really just, it's just like forcing us to figure out what we want to do, just figuring ourselves out. That comes naturally with life, just trying to figure out what you want to do, who you are, what your interests are, things that excite you or things that interest you, and just because it's forcing us to do it, we can also make this an opportunity as well too. I recently stopped working. It is temporary. I will be back to work, but in the meantime I had to make this the best of what I wanted to do, and it's hard, because everybody's so used to, we going to work, we finna get these hours in, these 40 hours, and we good, but with this coronavirus going on, it's literally blocking and shutting down everything, and this is something that we're not used to. We didn't expect this, but we just have to go. We just got to keep going. You got to keep pushing. We can't just be sitting around, just letting time go by. We got to make ourselves, our time, our life useful. But it can be really difficult. It is difficult. I'm not saying it can be. It is difficult, finding yourself and finding what you love, what interests you. And it was definitely hard for me because I'm used to working. I'm used to going to work, coming home, making sure home's good, and that's what I knew, going to work and coming home. But now that I'm out of work, I was forced to figure out what I wanted, or what's going to be next for me, because I can't be stagnant. That'll drive me nuts. I can't sit in one place all day. I have to be doing something, So figuring out what you want to do and figuring out who you are, it is so hard, but you just got to do it, you just got to jump into it. But even then, that's hard, because it's like you're trying to figure out what you want to do. And there's so many things and you have the potential to do and be so many things. But it's hard because it's like, what do I want? Like, is this really what I want? Do I want this? How do I start this? Where do I do? Where do I go? Who can I call? How can I do this? There's so many questions, but it's just like you have to jump into it. With me, it was really hard because I already said this, it was really hard. I'm just used to working and stuff, but it was really hard figuring out what I wanted to do. And then it's like the more you sit there and think to yourself, okay, what can I be doing next? You just got to find a hustle, find a hobby, find a book, go meditate, go run, go jog, go do anything. But you got to keep going. You have to keep doing something. You got to keep your body and your mind going, because if you don't, you will get trapped in your mind. It'll drive you crazy, I'm telling you. But yeah, it was difficult figuring out what I wanted to do, but I just jumped into it, like even working out. I know some people who are listening, they may see some of my videos that I just started working out. That was one thing I knew that I liked to do. I knew that was something that was going to benefit me, something I can continue doing, and it'll grow as time goes. So that was one thing I definitely have going for myself for now. Just working out and inviting people, just coming out, everybody come together and we all just doing something that's going to benefit our body and our mind, and, you know, just relieve some of the stress that we have with this virus and not being able to work and stuff like that. I mean, life can kick your ass if you let it. I'm gonna just be real, you know, but you gotta keep going. You can't be stagnant. You can't stay in one place. But yeah, so working out is definitely something that I enjoy doing. I feel good after I do it. I think better. I sleep better. Eat everything. Everything changes, but it changes in a good way, you know. So if you are at a point to where you just don't know what you want to do or you don't know what's next in your life, start doing something. Like, don't sit there and waste time. Because I was the person that was like, I'm not going to be doing something. I know it's going to waste my time. I know that I don't like, you know, I know that I'm not going to see myself doing the next 5 years. But you literally just have to go out and do stuff because you never know. It may change your mind. You can, I mean, even like taking pictures, going out to working out with other people like I'm doing, making podcasts, you know. And I didn't even think I would like starting to do podcasts. But, you know, it's something new that I tried. And when I tried it, I jumped right into it. And it's something I like, you know. But it's just figuring yourself out. It's difficult. It takes time. Everybody goes through it. But you have to start now. You have to start now or it'll just be time wasted. Start doing anything. You never know what, you know, you never know what'll turn out. Another thing I did want to talk about, I started off with, you know, just talking about self-love and finding yourself, self-care and stuff like that. I was listening to Michelle Obama and Oprah's interview, and they were talking about some good stuff. They had good insight on a lot of things. And one thing that she mentioned, you alone are enough. That sentence right there can mean so much to just one person. But we have to surround ourselves with goodness, with good people, with positive energy, with loving people, people who are encouraging and people who are going to benefit us. You can't have just some leech just sitting around you working and you doing, you know, everything that you need to be doing. You want 10, you know, but you got people around you who are literally just sitting around and not doing nothing. That bad energy alone will weigh you down. Like, that alone will stop you from doing so many things that you want to do or just things that you can accomplish, stuff that's going for you, you know. So you have to surround yourself with people who is willing to work, people who are willing to encourage you, show you love regardless. Because if you don't, you know, it's just, you're just taking up space for the people who actually care about you, you know, for your loved ones, for your friends who are going to look out for you, be there for you, not even look out for you, encourage you to do what you want to do, you know. You have to have those people around. And even if you don't have those people, find that person in yourself, you know. We spend a lot of time, you know, looking for love and comfort and peace and all of that in the next person, happiness and everything. Like, all of that comes from within first, you know what I mean? Like, you cannot depend on anybody else for your own happiness, your own peace. That comes from within, and you have to find that within yourself. And if you don't, we'll be around here searching it into other people, and we'll just be wasting time, you know. But that's something that you definitely have to work on as time goes on, you know, like. And she was even saying, Michelle, who I'm referring to, she was even saying, you know, she grew up with parents, you know, her mom and dad. They were all loving, caring. They were always around, you know, they never worked too much. They were always there to be supportive. And, you know, majority of the time, there are people who don't have that, you know. We all know some people who have a best friend that they're really close to, their mom that they can just call at any minute, their dad, you know. Everybody doesn't have the luxury to have that person on their team, you know. Everybody doesn't have that. But you don't need it from nobody else. Like, that's the thing. Like, you have to find that within yourself, whether it's meditating, just anything, you know. You just have to know your worth and know your value. But that comes with time. You know, that's not something that just happens overnight. But you have to start now. You have to start healing yourself and just taking that time to know yourself and learn yourself. But yeah, another thing I wanted to say, I didn't mention, but as far as figuring yourself out and figuring what you want to do, who cares if the next person is selling hair, if the next person is selling lashes, they selling wigs, they selling hand sanitizer, toenail clippers, anything. If that's what you want to do, do it. Forget what anybody else is saying, forget anybody else's opinions, any of that. If that's something that you want to do, then do it. It is a million retail stores around the world. Why can't you be another one? You know, so don't let any of that stop you from doing what you want to do. Like, you have to do it. Nobody's going to do it for you. Nobody gonna write it down for you, none of that. You know, you just got to do it. Another thing I wanted to mention is follow your heart and your mind will follow. That's just something I wanted to add with what I just said. Follow your heart, follow your mind. Sometimes your mind can take you just everywhere, but just follow your heart, you know, just be true to you, be yourself, love yourself, protect yourself, build yourself. Encourage yourself. Even when I was working out today, this is actually the reason I wanted to make this video. Just working out today, I was actually with somebody today. So I'm really referring to when I'm working out by myself. When I'm by myself, working out or doing anything by yourself is much harder because you don't have that other person to be there encouraging you or, you know, uplifting you or talking you through it. You have to be that person for yourself. If you have it, that's great. By all means, I'm so happy you have that because a lot of people don't. But you have to be the person that encourages yourself, you know. You got to be the person that uplifts you. Like, even when I was working out, even when I first started working out, I wanted to give up. I'm like, man, I can't do this. I am tired. I'm finna throw these weights down and go home. But I have to be that person that just talk to myself, encourage myself, like, Zay, you can do this. You already know what goal you're trying to reach. So you got to keep going. You have to keep going. There will be times where you just want to give up and say, fuck it. But you got to keep going. And then once you keep going, you'll know in the end that all of it was worth it. Like, it was all worth it. But I'm getting out of breath and my mind going blank. But no, that was definitely something that was on my mind. So I had to get on here and speak my mind, speak my thoughts. Yeah. Like, share, comment. check me out, y'all. I'll be back soon.